USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mother of Michael White says Iran is releasing her son from custody. Joanna White broke the news on social media and thanked the State Department for helping her son. The U.S. Navy veteran had been held by Iran for 683 days since his arrest in 2018. Hogan Gidley, principal deputy White House press secretary, tells Fox News,
"This is a great day for America. It's a great day for Michael White. It's a great day for this president. He's worked tirelessly to bring people home, and I've been in the Oval Office many times when those reuniting situations have occurred. It is a somber, sobering, wonderful moment."
Another 1.9 million new claims for unemployment benefits were filed last week. That's according to the Department of Labor. That brings the total to 42.6 million since the coronavirus pandemic began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Folks on the Gulf Coast are keeping their eye on a tropical storm. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Forecasters are predicting the tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay up the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning.
Senators are wondering how colleges and universities can safely reopen as the coronavirus outbreak shows no sign of breaking. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander opened a hearing and said university presidents are working overtime to establish safe conditions. There are more than 1.8 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As protests continue in Washington, D.C., sometimes things have been a little tense, but the violence has, for the most part, subsided and things are fairly peaceful. Wayne was out protesting and also telling people that they need to not direct their angst towards the military that's on the street, but just peacefully protest.
The soldiers, they didn't do nothing. It's the police brutality we need to focus on. It's not soldier brutality, it's police brutality. I'm trying to explain that to my fellow protesters who have a right to protest too.
First deadly hornets, and now Americans are being terrorized by a toxic monster toad. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has more.
Cane toads are surfacing in southern Florida after heavy rainfall brought them out of their burrows and provided them with optimal breeding grounds. These amphibians are covered in warts, grow up to 6 inches, and have large glands on the shoulder right behind the eye that are filled with milk-white toxins. Although generally harmless to humans, these creatures can be deadly to a curious dog that attempts to lick or bite them. Officials have received numerous reports in the past of canines suffering from convulsions, loss of coordination, or cardiac arrest after coming into contact with a cane toad. It's an invasive species that originates from Central and South America that was introduced to Florida several times between the 1930s and 50s as a form of biological pest control. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.